Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, we've been in a crazy time. We started this podcast in January of 2021, and it's been this kind of slow understanding of this country that I love and the image I had of it is there, but there's a lot of people in charge that are not. I think people fall into two categories. Either you love America and you want it to hold up to the ideals we were founded on, or you're in this other camp, and unfortunately, many in charge are in this camp. They actually hate America, think America is the problem, and if America could be pushed out of the way, their agendas could move forward unimpeded. And I think it's kind of as clear as that. You know, you look at the border, you look at Klaus Schwab, or you look at a lot of the political leaders. I don't think they truly love America. And there's this invisible monster that's kind of a hard to grab of intelligence agencies intertwined with big tech and big pharma and tied into globalist agendas. We've always seen that people always leave office more enriched than they went in, with really only one or two exceptions. And you're like, well, hey, how is this and what's going on? We've been following this for a long time. There was a piece last night that kind of breaks down a lot of these components that Jesse Waters ran last night, but he brings up a lot of topics and it sets us up for our next guest. Let's roll this clip real quick.
Bailing out Hunter in the Biden campaign for years. But who is he? All of a sudden, a rich Democrat donor comes along and pays the family's back taxes, alimony, child support, private airfare, legal bills, living expenses, rent, even buys Hunter Biden's stupid paintings for $500,000. Naturally, prosecutors wanted to interview the sugar brother since he's been the puppet master of the Biden family finances, but they never got a chance. A whistleblower says the CIA stopped prosecutors from talking to Biden donor Kevin Morris. The whistleblower says two lawyers from Biden's Justice Department were summoned to CIA headquarters and told Hunter's sugar brother was off limits. Langley said Morris could not be a witness in their tax investigation into Hunter. Now, if this whistleblower report stacks up, the CIA is witness tampering to help President Biden win re-election. The CIA is interfering in another election. This time they're interfering in an active federal investigation into the first family. And they have a long history of protecting the Bidens and injuring Trump. The agency started the Russia hoax, buried the laptop with the letter, and covered up the lab leak. Remember, the CIA even triggered the Trump impeachment. An agent was on that perfect phone call and went straight to Adam Schiff. And now the CIA's witness tampering in a Hunter Biden investigation. Is Kevin Morris an asset? Or is this just another example of Langley protecting Joe? The deep state has a dirty history reaching back decades. And I've been reading some books about JFK. And we'll be starting a new series on primetime documenting the Kennedy presidency. JFK was on a collision course with the military-industrial complex, which his predecessor, Eisenhower, warned us about.
We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
After Truman dropped the atomic bomb on Japan, he was infatuated with nuclear supremacy. Truman was downright giddy with the power he possessed. And as JFK assumed office, he too recognized the power, but also the unspeakable terror of Cold War nuclear brinkmanship. As Kennedy sat across from Khrushchev in Vienna at the beginning of his presidency in 61, he handed the Soviet leader a gift, a model of the USS Constitution. And Kennedy noted that just a few cannon blasts would then kill a few people. But in 61, with both countries aiming their entire nuclear arsenals at each other, 70 million people would die just in the opening exchange. He looked across the table, and Khrushchev gave him a blank stare as if to say, so what? Kennedy was shocked, but continued to seek peace. In his inaugural address, he aimed for an off-ramp from the Cold War.
Finally, to those nations who would make themselves our adversary, we offer not a pledge, but a request that both sides begin anew the quest for peace. Before the dark powers of destruction, unleashed by science, engulf all humanity in planned or accidental self-destruction.
Fiction writers in the early 60s were writing about possible military coups in America, to which JFK remarked, "I know a couple generals who might wish they could." Now I'm going to be continuing to read some of these books about JFK, and we'll keep you updated every night. Former CIA officer and whistleblower John Kirikou joins us. John, now we have the CIA actively witness tampering in the Hunter Biden investigation. What does that tell you?
Huh. How crazy is this? Huh? You know, I've thought about this all weekend, Jesse, and I'm just not able to come up with any legitimate reason why the CIA would tamper in this investigation, other than the fact that perhaps Mr. Morris is a source, or as you said in the intro, the CIA wants Joe Biden to be reelected.
Do you believe that they like Joe Biden because he's just the establishment guy? He does what the Pentagon wants. And he always has. Oh, yeah. I mean, he always has.
Yeah, the CIA loves it when either presidents don't make waves, that they are establishment presidents, or if there's an inexperienced president, they sometimes can get their hooks in early. Barack Obama, for example, had no real experience in intelligence or foreign affairs. And so the day after the election in 2008, he began getting a daily CIA briefing, and they hooked him. You know, once they show you a blue border report or black border report that's classified above top secret, and they say, "Mr. President-elect, we want to tell you about the cool things that we're doing around the world," they've got their hooks in you, and then you work for them.
But Trump was inexperienced as well as Barack Obama was,
but
even more so. But he wasn't able to be controlled. He kind of sniffed out some of the ruses they were playing with him. And they've done nothing since then but try to destroy him.
That's exactly right. And that's what happens when there's a president that they can't control. I think that maybe there are some parallels we can draw even with the presidency of John F. Kennedy.
Kennedy was actually going around the military officials, speaking directly with Khrushchev. They had private letters exchanged.
That's right.
Because he wanted peace. And
yes, he did.
You know, we're going to continue to cover that because that is just one of those things that really breaks your heart. John, thank you.
Indeed. Thanks for having me.
Wow.
It's pretty rare you get to talk to a guest that actually has experienced things firsthand on a daily basis. They're changing definitions of words. Google's changing definitions of words. They're changing around us. And they rewrite history on a daily basis to fit a current narrative. It's kind of handy when you can speak to somebody that has been at the front of these things all the way around. Somebody's flown over 407 different combat missions, has been at the highest levels of military service, was actually in military academy when Eisenhower delivered that speech.
Wow.
Saw it firsthand and then witnessed the repercussions and ripple effects of every president since then. The front hand said access to the highest levels of information and the highest level of integrity. I was speaking to somebody I consider kind of an election insider the other day. I said, what do you know about this man? He said, he's one of the most genuine straight shooters, the highest of integrity of anybody that you could ever possibly meet and be around. So if you're wanting truth, you want to cut through the fog and find out what's really going on, we're about to do that. Over 16 years as a Fox News contributor, so understands the media spins and what's trying to be told to you as well. Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney.
Yay!
Well, David, thank you for that very gracious and generous offer introduction. I do remember those things very well because I was a cadet at West Point when President Eisenhower made that speech. And then, of course, for JFK when his inauguration and when I participated in the Cuban Missile Crisis, he came in front of my airplane, which I was standing in front of saluting 10 yards and driving by. And he trooped all the airplanes on that Air Base Boca Chica on Key West that were flying over the island or close to the island during that that interesting period in our history. So, and I was in Vietnam when he was killed, and that was a great tragedy.
He's remembered, I think, differently, even over the last 3 or 4 years. We've kind of come to understand some things he's said. And those that have stood up to what many people didn't even know existed, it's not fared well for them. You know, he stood up and basically said, hey, what we would now call the deep state, you know, this apparatus that's behind us that Eisenhower warned about, Kennedy was speaking to, there is this other element of Washington that seems to be in control at a level that I think most Americans have never really looked into the eyes of that beast. And we've seen it with every president before, how well they complied or didn't comply. And I think we're seeing the repercussions. It's easier to try to destroy a man than to assassinate a man. And that's kind of what they've been trying to do, you know, to President Trump, you know, every different way. Assassination makes a martyr out of somebody and actually, you know, adds to it. If they can just you know, come at him, you know, with this intelligence apparatus and try to destroy something. But everyone who stood up to that mechanism, you can see there's an invisible behind the podium tug of war of who's really in charge.
Exactly. And we have never seen it so obvious. The 2020 election was so obviously flawed that there's no question about it. There's a great book out called two great books, How Elections Are Stolen by Joseph Fried. And there's another one, Debunked, by Joseph Fried. Let me put it in front of my, so you see it.
And we can put links to both of those books in the notes below. If you're just listening on Apple or one of these other platforms, you can't see the screen. We'll put direct links to both of those books in the show notes below.
Well, March 19, 2017, I was given a tip by now no longer with us, but Admiral Ace Lyons, that they, and I'll tell you who they were, but the deep state was monitoring Trump's campaign as well as his new administration. So remember, March of 2017 was, the inauguration was January of 2017. Mm-hmm. So 3 months later, 2 months later, really 2 months later, this became obvious by certain people. And they lost that election because they did use cyber warfare, but they didn't do it in the scale they had to do it in. And that's why Trump won all six battleground states. In 2020, he lost all six battleground states. And my book, our book, General Paul Valley, myself, and Ray DiLorenzo, Mary Fanning, Invisible Treason in America, on page 52, and I'm going to go to the heart of this, because I give you the exact number of votes switched from Donald J. Trump to Biden. Arizona had 284,412 votes. Nevada had 4,099 votes switched from Trump to Biden. Wisconsin had 195,755. Michigan also had the same number, which is interesting, but it shows you that they were using equations, etc. It had 195,755. Pennsylvania had 103,574. Georgia had 14,954. Now, in those six battleground states, they closed the polls on them. And the way Hammer and Scorecard, which is a cyber program, a CIA cyber program, special access program, that in March of 2017, the Obama administration had taken a version of it and moved it to Fort Washington, Maryland. They had been in-briefed on it, Brennan and Jim Clapper, and they told President Biden about it, not put this all together, and they said, well, let's use it on our enemies. And so they started listening, and this was a terrorism signals intelligence program that we were using against Al-Qaeda, et cetera.
Hammer scorecards, for those that term might be familiar because it was talked about freely before censorship really came after it. But I'm like a caveman speaking to, you know, a man from the future compared to you. But is it a good example to say that Hammer is like the tool, like having an iPhone? Scorecard is the apps used to function it. And it was a tool used by
David.
Is that how do you people wrap their head around that?
Yes. And Dennis Montgomery became a whistleblower in December of 2015 and turned over, I think, 47 servers of the Supreme Court to judges and all that throughout the country, to preachers, to politicians. And so you get the understanding right away, immediately, when Barack Hussein Obama took office. He was changing around the intelligence community to use the tools that we were using to listen to and counter our threats to our political threats. Mm. Barack Hussein Obama is behind all of this. Joe Biden is a doofus. He's not running the government. I mean, that's not nice for a general officer to say. But look, he falls flat in his face on the stage at the Air Force Academy, can't get off the stage. And look what he's openly doing to a president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
91 articles that they've got putting him into jail. Things that they just made up. And you saw yesterday that the appeals court, you know, turned that almost $500 million down to $175 million.
Correct.
Which he's going to pay in cash. Because yesterday his Truth Social went public and he is now worth $3.5 billion or $4 billion. But God bless him.
More.
The dear Lord is helping us, mm-hmm. and we need it. Now, they use this in 2022 as well. The Republicans won 5 Senate seats, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. But they used Hammer and Scorecard this time against senators, and mm-hmm. they stole those 5 seats. My problem with the Republicans are, is they think they lost because it was turnout. Well, 25% of the mail-in ballots were fraudulent. And today and that was because of COVID. COVID was not a pandemic, David and Stacy.
Right.
It was a deliberate biological attack articulated in a document that the Chinese promulgated in 2005 of how they would get global domination over the United States through biological warfare, i.e. COVID-19. Nobody says it came from Brooklyn, New York. It came from Wuhan, mm-hmm. although America helped fund it.
Correct.
Biological warfare and cyber warfare. So we saw the cyber in mass in 2020. They did it in onesies and twosies, and it was countered, all I can tell you. The dear Lord intervened. They didn't try to hide it in 2020. Mm-hmm. For instance, Pennsylvania had 202,000 more ballots, once they'd done all the counting, they still had 202,000 more ballots than voters in the state. Mm-hmm. Now, Pence could have brought that up on 6 January, but he did not. And part of the reason was Nancy Pelosi orchestrated the riot in the Capitol on the 6th. You could see when Tucker Carlson,
yeah,
had on one of his last programs on Fox, and I worked for them for 16 and a half years, when you saw the shaman being escorted, and I call it escorted, by the mm-hmm. Capitol Hill police through all those different offices. They opened the doors for him, and he had an honor.
It was a guided tour.
Tucker was about a guided tour, precisely. Tucker was about to release all of the pictures that the speaker had given him, the videos, and Fox fired him. So Fox leadership, I'm not saying the anchors net, Fox leadership was complicit.
Ownership.
Yeah, definitely.
But
how complicit is the media in this, as well as these three-letter agencies?
100%, Stacey. They are making it happen. Anybody who says what I said is called an election denier, and they immediately badmouth you, and people don't walk to you. I am an election denier, okay? But I have sources that are excellent, and that's why I gave you those exact numbers. Now, Stacey, if people say, well, you can't prove it, well, let's then have an audit of the 2020 election. Now, if Biden won 81 million votes in 50 states, he would be demanding audits for bragging rights, wouldn't he?
You would think.
Yeah.
You'd want that celebrated. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't want this cloud around it all the
yeah,
time. Yeah, it's a giant question mark for everybody. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I want to put up a poll. This just, I think it's a Rasmussen. But it shows the number of, and it breaks down category by category, the number of basically all people, Democrats, Republicans, independents. There's no demographic in this country that thinks that it's legitimate. Even the Democratic Party, less than 40% think there was no cheating at all. 32% of the Democrats say there was definitely cheating involved in that election. Independents, it's like 45%. Republicans, 53% say that there definitely was cheating. And when you look at the all categories, 43% of all Americans think for sure there was some cheating. Only 23% of Americans say there was none at all. It means over 75% of the country thinks there was some shenanigans in the 2020 election, and they maybe can't put their finger on it. And the news cycle's so crazy, every 30 minutes it's moving on to some new crisis, a train crashing or Israel or something else.
Or a bridge falling.
Or a bridge falling last night, in Baltimore, the bridge collapse. There's some kind of crazy chaos because they control that news cycle. And the media runs cover for anything that the deep state does. It is also, it appears to be an extension of the Democratic mm-hmm. apparatus or who's behind them.
They are complicit 100%. And that's why when Runa McDaniel went to NBC, why all those people are revolting against it. And she said there wasn't any cheating. Now, that's my problem. I believe, like in those five in the 2022 election, those five senators that were running should have demanded audits. The Democratic Party has spent over $100 million preventing any audits of a complete state. Now, again, I go back to my statement. You'd think they would want to be bragging about it.
Mm-hmm.
They do not want anybody to touch it. Because it's too obvious. Those two books I showed you by Joe, where it was done. It was as I say, my sources come from a special source. Freed, just on his own, did all these things and has proven it. They're going to do the same thing in 2024, okay? That's why the Democrats are not so excited, except we have an advantage now. Fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Now, John, I want to point out something. You say this now, but the thing that gives you a tremendous amount of credibility for Stacey and I is you called your shot. You stood like Babe Ruth at home plate pointing to center field with Steve Bannon before the 2020 election.
Correct. And it came out true.
100% true. And that's why you know, today we're sitting here 223 days away from the next election. I'm still wearing a Trump 2020 band. Like the future is fine, but I wear this every single day and if not let go of kicking over these rocks.
So what happens then, General? I mean, obviously people need to go out and vote. What does that look like in 223 days if there's a 2024 election that this isn't pulled off again?
Well, Stacey, that's the $64 question. And for me, it's very easy. We have ways to counter that and document it. And then, because we can prove it, and Republicans should be saying this, if they go to these massive mail-in ballots, just think now with artificial intelligence, every mail-in ballot that comes in, you take a snappy of it right away, instantaneously, you can say whether it's valid or not valid. And 25% of the last election were invalid, names made up. So right away, you can lose. They'll be thrown out. And then on the cyber, there's a certain period when they go in and do the cyber. We can get that. Now, the good thing about this is that points directly towards Barack Hussein Obama, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, a host of other people, because there were lots of people involved in this. And that is treason. Stealing a nation's election is treason.
It is it's a multi-pronged approach that they had in 2020. It was unique because of, like you said, the biological warfare with COVID. They also unleashed, it's interesting because all of the summer of 2020, every major city in America was burning through peaceful protests, what were they called? Mostly peaceful protests. So you had that element of chaos in the streets. You had COVID happening. There's all of these different factors at once. You mentioned, you know, the cyber, but it's impossible also to deny when you look at people like James Baker, who were lead counsel for the FBI, move over and become, you know, top executives at Twitter. And so that component. So there was this cover being run by all the social media platforms, putting their thumb on the scales as well. There's been recent reports last few days of Google manipulating, you know, it's billions of dollars in fundraising that the GOP has lost over the years because of spam folders. You know, this thing's working. So there's all of those things involved. But when you look at these characters of why would somebody who's the lead counsel for the FBI, why would he have a role being the top say-so arbiter of truth at a platform like Twitter? And he was the first head chopped off when Elon moved in the building.
Well, when I went on Steve Bannon's show, I didn't realize that the Chinese Communist Party had hammer and scorecard. Now, that was turned over to James Baker when Dennis became the whistleblower. Now, he left fingerprints on it. And so we know in the 2020 election, when they took those votes, that it was that software. I don't think he gave it away. I think he sold it. And if someone would look deep into James Baker's record or someone, he probably got a lot of money and probably had to distribute it around to people. Now, why do you think we have open borders?
I would assume to get in more people to vote. Is that right? For Biden or for the Democratic Party?
Or to cause chaos.
Chaos plus that drug money, the Democratic Party is getting black money there. It's millions of dollars. That's why they're out raising the Republicans. And the Republicans are clueless.
Are they clueless or
are they part of the plan?
Or cowardice?
All of the above. I don't know what it is, but I know that putting in Laura Trump and others is going to help the RNC, because the RNC is the one that's got to bring up the lawsuits. And you got to do it in advance, and you got to have evidence. And when you use cyber like that, there is evidence.
It leads a trail.
That's what I'm getting. I'm getting the draft. I gave you the exact numbers. Now, the mail-in ballots is a little more difficult, because as you saw down in Georgia, when they were counting those ballots on that 5 January vote, and they had that toilet flood in Fannie's county, they were pulling mail-in ballots that were not even folded. So there you don't even need cyber, artificial intelligence. If it hadn't been folded, it's not mailed in.
Yeah,
right. just common sense.
Or just any kind of intelligence, artificial or otherwise.
Look how many people were involved in that. And the reason that's important, because, and you remember Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules.
Yes, sir.
They have the exact phone numbers of the people. I have the exact name of the people who are the mules. And if the FBI was doing their job, they would start querying these people. And, you know, once you get the lowers and you start ripping it down, it goes directly back to the source.
But what action's been taken of those? I mean, everybody, like, it's like the choir becomes increasingly convinced that there was something happening. It's impossible to watch Dinesh D'Souza's documentary. We had him on as a guest, and I've watched it a couple of times. It's impossible to watch just that one, because it was shock and awe. They hit it 10 different ways, but just the mail-in, the ballot drop boxes, just that component. I'm not personally aware of any charges filed, any people that have really paid a penalty at the lower levels in that. Maybe I'm wrong, and it wasn't publicized enough and didn't see it, but it seems like there's all this evidence on the table, and it just kind of gets pushed to the side with no consequences.
Well, you asked me, is the media involved? They're 100% involved. That shows you the freedom of the press. The press is not free to the American people. It is hiding all these things. How do I know Barack Obama, who moved 1.2 miles from 1600 Pennsylvania to Kalorama? How do I know he's so heavily involved? Well, his biographer said about 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, he said he thought it was very strange that the media wasn't curious to all the black limousines that would pull up once a week in front of Barack's home in Kalorama. He's got a skiff in the basement, and all these people that are in the administration worked for him. Now, you know, the things that are happening are all what Barack Obama wanted to happen, but he was very clever. It's embarrassing to say, but can you imagine Biden doing a debate against Donald Trump?
No, there's no way.
Oh, he can't. He's not capable of it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, even the inspector general that reviewed his mishandling of classified material said that he was hampered mentally. So you're not going to see that. And they're going to have elaborate reasons why. But what is happening is, since they were contiguous administrations, the American people know what 4 years of Donald J. Trump did. Mm-hmm. They know what 4 years of Biden is doing, Biden/Obama.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we know their patterns of behavior, don't we? When do you think we're going to have a pandemic again?
Oh,
I don't know.
Just any time.
Any minute.
Mm-hmm.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yep.
We don't have Fauci that's saying you got to wear a mask. And of course, all of this has been disabused. The number of people we've killed through the vax is greater than the ones that died from COVID. And I get daily, you see these young athletes that are dying. And
So sad.
You see what's happening into the royal family. The king and Princess Kate, you know, have got cancer. My sister died of this turbo cancer.
Man, I'm sorry.
She found it in a week. I can't elaborate, but a week later, she was dead.
Oh, wow. So sad.
You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe it could have been other choices. Maybe it was steroid use when he was younger, but he was the most adamant pro-vax person ever. He just had a pacemaker put in yesterday and has had three heart surgeries, you know, just in the last little bit. So you almost every day there's something like that in the headline, so much so that I don't care where people are politically, when you hear of something like that, you're like, you know, it's almost unspoken, but like, was he
vaccinated?
You know, it's become something people are very, very aware of.
Look, it affects different people different ways. Mm-hmm. Okay. And look, I had one shot. Then the doctors on my network, when I said I'd gotten it, I was at the dermatologist at Walter Reed, and they said, look, you can just go down and do it. And the doctor talked me into it. I got it. But all I'm saying is, I then went into prophylactics of having hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, and I went on about a 6-week regimen of them. Fortunately, nothing has happened to me yet. But what I'm saying is, we're going to get some kind of pandemic again. They're going to do it the same thing so they can terrify people. But that's why what you're allowing me to say, David and Stacy, is very important to the American people. Expect what they're going to do. They are absolutely desperate. They aren't hiding it. Look at Fannie. I mean, she's a clown.
Mm-hmm.
And she shouldn't even be on the case. Look what happened in New York yesterday. They put it to a reasonable number. It will go to appeal, and the judge there is an idiot, as well as the Attorney General of New York.
Letitia James.
I mean, Letitia James, even before she's elected, she's saying, I'm going after that man.
Yep, she sure did.
Right then. So the American people, every time they do that, the American people know that Donald J. Trump is the man that we need to be president of the United States. Mm.
So what happens between now and November the 5th? You know, obviously, we know we're 223 days away from that. We know they're going to pull some things. So what can the American people do? You know, our slogan here is wake up, speak up, and show up. What are ways that people can speak up and show up to make a difference to help to save our country?
That's an excellent question, Stacy. First of all, I can listen to you and listen to the people that you're listening to and the logic. If I didn't have logic and give you numbers of certain things, you know, I wouldn't have credibility. But I say, when people say, well, those numbers are false, then say, well, let's have an audit of the 2020 election. If they're false, let's prove it. Let's make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
That data is still there. You'll find they've destroyed a lot of it. But the fact is, demand an audit. And what we need to do is being demanding an audit of all these elections, clearly in the battleground states. If you notice where Biden's going, he's only going to battleground states, unless he's raising money in California or New York or something like that. But he's focusing on the battleground states, so they know that. Now, so it's important that you have people like me on, General Valley, Mary Fanning, a number of people in this book that are doing this, and that we articulate it and say, expect a pandemic again. Mm-hmm. Expect there's going to be a surge of mail-in ballots. Those states should not have mail-in ballots. They're fraudulent. Absentee ballots different because it goes through a selection process. You know, you have all the things there. But it's important that I know that Laura Hunt said yesterday, I think it was, she was on Hannity, about it's important to vote early in that. Look, if you can do all that, but if they throw in 25% more fraudulent ballots and you don't have a process a chain of custody on him. And Dinesh laid it out so well, what Catherine and Greg discovered through the use of the iPhone and where those people went. Mm-hmm. We know who those people are. We ought to be demanding the FBI investigate it, look at it. Just take one or two states. Carrie Lake is doing a great job out in Arizona. She's fighting back. But look, what happened in Pennsylvania? Dr. Oz just caved like a cheap suit, took his money he had left over, millions of dollars, and walked. He should have demanded an audit. He lost 330,000 votes on cyber. So these are the things that are important that we articulate. And so what the American people ought to demand that we not have any mail-in ballots. We have absentee ballots that has a chain of custody to it, but no mail-in ballots. We can just go down. Who's that gal in Connecticut that, you know, keeps stuffing them? Jesse has them on periodically, and he's been arrested, and the lady. You know, and I forget where it is in Connecticut. I mean, it is so obvious. And if these people, the FBI went in and examined them and started looking at it, it's going to peel out. Mm-hmm. There are too many people involved in it.
Can you even trust a three-letter agency nowadays, though? Can you trust them?
No.
It's so sad.
General, we read on the show yesterday, the day before, there was a letter that came out from 10 different members of the intelligence community with the FBI. Kevin Brock, Director of Intelligence, FBI, and so forth. They issued a letter on January the 17th, and they sent it directly to Speaker of the House. They sent Chuck Schumer, you know, basically warning of the number of young males that have increasingly spiked crossing our southern border. I have a question for you because you've understood military operations. How many of our forces would it take to invade a nation if we were going to do it militarily, like whether it was World War II or if we're going to do it now? When you have President Trump said 15 million yesterday illegals crossing that he believes is the number that he threw out. Who knows exactly how many? We've had Laura Logan on as a guest. She speculates much more than that when you calculate gotaways. But we have 18 to 25 year old men from Turkey, Pakistan, Iraq, Russia, China, many nations of the world coming in. It would be a larger number than what we would use as the greatest military in the world if we were going to invade a nation. There's that number of people here. So this idea of a like color revolution, what we saw in Ukraine 2014, like that's a little bit of what we saw in 2020, but it seems like there's the personnel in the streets, known sleeper cells in every major city of our country that are almost like sitting ready for green light go at the same time. You know, when you mentioned pandemic, things that would cause fear, when fearful people agree to anything and they just want it to go away. So it looks like that could be a component as well from a strategic position.
Correct. I've heard the number 7 divisions are in the country. I think it's more than we put into Europe in World War II. We are losing more people to fentanyl than we did at the peak period of World War II. We're losing 100,000+ in World War II. And we're losing, probably we're going to lose this year or last year, 200,000. And they're not telling us. What has President Freudian Barack, what has Biden said to Xi Jinping? They will stop it overnight. Donald J. Trump will stop the drug war overnight.
Yep. I believe that 100%. Most people believe that.
The combination of U.S. military air power. We know exactly where every one of those factories are in Mexico. I would bomb them in one day, wipe them all out.
If you're 45 years old or younger and find out you died, the probability of it being a fentanyl overdose is higher than any other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For 45 years and younger.
And what has the president said to Xi Jinping? He hasn't even tried to stop it. That, look, with the flood, they're getting voters. They're changing the color of America. They're people that do not know what our Constitution is. And they're getting all this drug money. I mean, the cartels have infiltrated all our cities. The Democrats have become a Marxist party. The average Democrat does not realize what his party is today and what they represent.
And you see that with Kennedy Jr. out there, because he kind of sounds like a Democrat, and he's so far removed from the Democratic Party that it's almost like, I use the example sometimes, if you ever gained a little weight and you didn't notice it, then you see a picture and it's like, wow, what happened? You know,
right.
He's sort of that sort of wake up call for the Democratic Party, I would think.
Yes, he is. That's why they're deathly afraid of him.
Well, it'll wrap up.
Create another Searon to take him out.
Let's end on a note here from you directly. You're the general. You have more intelligence than any other probably 100,000 Americans we would put, you know, if you could melt them down into one, right there in your brain. Let's end this with sort of your call to action. Stacey hit it a minute ago with wake up, speak up, show up. I want to draw attention to your book, Invisible Treason in America. I think that should be like something people should have now to preemptively make themselves aware so they can have more intelligent conversations at the water cooler and church foyer and wherever they're, when you're talking to your relatives, have some ammo when you go into the conversation. This book is a necessity. What's the last little call to action you would have for our people? If they would magically do whatever you said in the next 2 minutes, what would you say to our audience?
Be aware that they're going to cheat and they're going to do the same thing they did in 2020. Take an interest in it. Talk to your members of Congress. If you're a Democrat, say, I want no part of this.
Huge.
I mean, there's a reason why they don't want Donald J. Trump. No matter what you are, Donald J. Trump is the only one that can get us out of this. And we got a lot of Republicans that are not helping either. Look what's going on in the House right now. I mean, it's disgraceful what those members have done, resigning right now at this critical time, trying to turn the House over because they, and then we'll lose all that stuff we're looking. Look, not only is Biden guilty of milking the system and Hunter of how they were getting millions of dollars just for what he's done on open borders, just for what he's done on Afghanistan, what he's doing to Israel today, what he's done in the Ukraine. That would never, none of this would have ever happened if Trump had been there.
That's exactly
again, they're
right.
Creating chaos. And so be active, know that you have a government that is a Marxist government that wants your kids to color and all these different things. That's baloney. Get back to the basics.
I think people are waking up. They're aware of that. And you mentioned it earlier. They know what 4 years under Donald Trump looks like. They know what 4 years under the O'Biden administration looks like. And every inch of ground that Marxist left gets a hold of, that gives them the power to do 10 more things and unchecked. And I think when you have the media, the intelligence apparatus, which we opened the show with, all working in concert behind the scenes. We need somebody in there, if America is going to be saved, that can disrupt this process and deal it a death blow and set it back. And I think also all of our prayers need to be behind President Trump in this process, because truly he's the only one willing to walk into the line of fire to take these hits. So it's going to take all of us. And I'm so thankful for your book and your voice and reasonable approach to the facts in this process.
General, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Stacy and David. My apologies for being a little tardy, but it's important what you're doing, that you have the courage to have people like me come on. And my argument either has merit or it doesn't, but I put facts out there, and I know what has happened to this country. And It is not good. When you remove duty, honor, country from the mission of the of West Point, then you know. Yes. I mean, how obvious can it be?
All right. Invisible treason in America, and it's becoming less invisible by the day, probably even less invisible than when you wrote the book. But I think as Americans, we need to know what's going on, and this pulls back the veil. General McInerney, thank you so much for your time. We'd love to have you back again. You're a treasure. I thank you so much.
This is a crazy time to be alive.
Well, just in our lifetime, used to be where you'd hear your grandparents talk about how cheap gas was and stuff, and it was 75 years before, 50 years you know, before.
And so we've seen a lot of changes since Biden took office. $700 more a month
than what you needed in January of 21 when he took office.
You might hear these kind of things and think, oh, that's overwhelming. I can't control the government. I can't control what they're doing. I can't control the spending. But we can take care of ourselves.
You want to make sure that you're buying bullion from somebody that you can trust and someone that does not charge you a commission when you go to sell.
If there's going to be a commission, have it on the front end, not the back end when it skyrockets. And now you're like, oh my gosh, look at this big, huge commission I got to pay because it's on the back end before I sell it.
You can buy an ounce of silver for $23. So this is something everybody can get into. And if silver goes to $50, if it goes to $75, if it goes to $100, all of those profits are yours. And that's happening while the dollar is buying less and less at the actual grocery store.
So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information. When you do that, someone from Dr. Kirk's team will get a hold of you to set up a free consultation. It doesn't cost you any money whatsoever. Or to do the same thing, you can just call 720-605-3900.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial. Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER.
All right, let's get our stuff together here. Hi, I'm David Whitey. If we can skip the hi, my name's David part, because that's where I kind of tend to derail. Hi. But I did good. See, look. First thing says,
say your name.
Say your name. Say your name, David. If you've been wondering what to do with the spare time you have on Saturday mornings, have I got a way for you to fill that time? Not cleaning your garage, folding your laundry, or doing something with yourself. Filling your head with worthless information about what may or may not have happened 5,000 years ago. Have you ever wondered about ancient civilizations or about chemtrails in the sky? Or have you ever had a friend at school talk to you about friend at school?
Some days when you're sitting there with your lunch pail, you're talking to your friends at school, they bring up your flat earth, and you think it's a flat earth. I don't know if your flat earth is flat or not. I don't know, alligators are angry because they got all those teeth and no toothbrush.
And it's all true. And we talk about it every Saturday. We talk about Rubik's Cubes and stuff. We like to have conversations with people that have made documentaries, written books. Oh, this is terrible. I can feel myself hating watching this later. Okay, give me a swoosh. Let's do this thing for real this time. I got a show for you. hang on, my eyes red now? You won't be able to tell in there. Peter can fix it. Can you run it through a filter? Can you run it through the Brad Pitt filter and get rid of my red eyes? Oh, I'm probably doing the world a disservice.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.